Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, Our Hope. We're thinking particularly of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church back into his presence. We'll read our theme verse first of all. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. And you notice we left out the italicized words, which are not a part of the original text. It's a part that those two words were in italics because they were not inspired. They were added to smooth out the translation. Thus far, we have considered Christ and that rapture as a blessed hope, as a purifying hope, as a glorious hope, and with the help of the Lord today, we want to consider it as a comforting hope. And we will be reading in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians 16 to 18, if you wish to follow us in your Bible. Now, leaving the broadcast today and going on, we will consider a joyous hope, an imminent hope, and a rewarding hope. Oh, how wonderful an event that's going to be when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back to earth, to the air, rather. He comes to the earth for his millennial reign, but he comes to the air, and he raptures away his church secretly, so to speak. They disappear, and millions, this is not fancy. This is fact. Millions of people are going to disappear soon, we believe, in an instant of time, because the Lord is going to rapture his church home to heaven. All of those who believe in the Lord Jesus, believe that he died for their sins, are trusting him and him alone for salvation. He is a 100% Savior, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. He's a 100% Savior. And he is coming to take us back home to heaven by means of that rapturous event when he snatches away his church from this world. Now, let's get quickly into our subject of today. It is a comforting hope. And we read in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, beginning at verse 13, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. We have a hope. They don't. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also with sleep in Jesus will God be with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede, is the marginal reading, is correct, shall not precede them which are asleep. That is, asleep as far as the body is concerned. Their souls and their spirits are home in heaven. But the body is asleep, and a skilled mortician can make that body look just like it's asleep when we see it in the casket. But it's only asleep because it's asleep. It can be awakened by the Lord. Okay, now we'll go on. Which for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Paul says, this is not my idea. God told me to say this to you, to comfort you. And then we read in verse 16, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. How wonderful to have that comfort. Christ is coming back and reuniting us with our loved ones who have gone on before. Now, the Thessalonians, apparently, were grieving when they lost some of their loved ones. What would it mean? Would it mean that they missed the rapture? And the Apostle Paul receives a special revelation. Paul is concerned about this. They were grieving. And he receives this special revelation from the Lord. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. They go first before we do. Just a few instances away ahead of us. Now he tells us what is going to happen. When the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, I say that's a shout of joy, that he's going to have his church with him, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now this is marvelous. We have this, our comfort, when we had no comfort at all. I think of those verses in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 and 13. We read of the comparison of us, those Ephesians rather, before they were saved and after they were saved, and it's true of us. I'll put it that way. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But then that wonderful pivotal conjunction, but, follows. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, and now we do have a hope, a blessed hope. Now, Paul brings before the Ephesians here, or the Thessalonians, I'm sorry, he brings before them the fact that Christ arose. If we believe that Jesus died and arose, even so them which are also asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the assurance that he will raise his own from the dead. He is our hope, and the hopes of the Lord never disappoint us. They will not fail. All of earthly hopes are subject to circumstance, and sometimes they are not realized. But this is the hope. This is the hope that brings peace and joy to the soul. And then he goes on to say, again, I'm going to repeat it, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Paul got the revelation from the Lord. How did he do it? I don't know. That's not my business. I believe the man when he tells me that the Lord said unto him these words, gave him these words. We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. Now there are three sounds. I want you to notice them. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. All right, the first sound that is mentioned is the shout of the Lord. I think it's a glorious shout. Then the trump of the voice of the archangel, and then the trump of God. Now we read about that trump of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, die, the body being in sleep, the soul and the spirit being with God. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. For so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now he says, your mind is set at rest. You can do what you can for the Lord and know assuredly that this is all going to turn out right. Now, this last trump will sound, and when we are raptured, we will be raptured in just the twinkling of an eye. That's the word that's used. It will be instantaneous. Three sounds now, remember. There will be the sound of the Lord, the voice of the archangel, and apparently that will wake up the dead who have preceded us, who have died, actually. But then, as far as we are concerned, we will hear the trump, and when that trump sounds, we're gone. We have our marching orders, and we're gone into the presence of the Lord. Our rapture takes place immediately after the loved ones have received their glorious bodies. Now notice, please, it would seem we are reunited with our loved ones before we come in to the presence of the Lord. Let me read this carefully, and you listen carefully, please. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We'll still be on our old bodies. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them at the last trump in the clouds. We shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. We will be first reunited with our loved ones, and then we will go together to meet the Lord. Let's get this in chronological order. We will be reunited with, isn't that just like the Lord? We will be reunited with our loved ones who have gone before, and then we will meet the Lord. And there's a very good reason for this. If we saw the Lord first, we wouldn't be looking around for our loved ones, would we? We would be so absolutely involved. We would be so impressed. We would be so captivated by his beauty. We wouldn't be looking anyplace else. So we will be reunited, that grand reunion in the sky, and then we will see the Lord. And this is the end of Paul's revelation, and he says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Are they words of comfort? You better believe they are. Our Father, we do thank you today in the name of the Lord Jesus for the Holy Scriptures that sets our minds at rest and gives us peace and comfort in our hearts by reason of the Lord, who is our hope. We thank you in his name. Amen.